Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. God bless your heart. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I appreciate you, and our audience is growing. And we're taking territory for God. More people are getting in on the team, and more dollars are coming in to work with, and we're just excited. Little is much when God is in it. And God told me just to get a pickup truck and start over again, and that's exactly what it did. And he said he's going to handle it, and I'm letting him handle it. And I love everybody, and I'm praying for the success of everybody, earnestly praying, because this little work and this old man can't scratch the surface, but we'll do the best we can. And God help us all. We need everybody out there that's doing anything for Indians. So, praise God. We'll not worry about the things that are not under our control. We'll worry about the things we are responsible for. And God has said, get out there, and he'd provide the needs. And I'm absolutely amazed. And I've been serving him a long time, and I've had some remarkable answers to prayer. I'll tell you, it isn't near as hard to believe now as it was back there, but I look back to those victories, and I roll them over in my mind, and I've shared them with you. And I remind God of how he's took me through when my back was to the wall, and there's no way out. And when you come to the Red Sea place in your life, and in spite of all you can do, there's no way out, there's no way back, there's no other way but through, then wait on the Lord with a trust serene till the night of your fear is gone. He'll send the wind, he'll heap the flood when he says to your soul, go on, and his hand will lead you through, clear through, before the watery walls fall down. No foe can reach you, no wave can touch, no mightiest sea can drown. The tossing billows, they rear their crest, and their foam at your feet does break. But across their beds you'll walk dry shod in the path that your Lord will make. In the morning watch, neath the lifted cloud, you'll see but your Lord alone as he leads you on from the place of the sea to a land that you had not known. And your fears are past as your foes have passed, and you no more are afraid. Then you'll sing God's praise in a better place. It's the place that his hand hath made. Child of God, that applies to you. Don't give way to your discouragement. There's opposition. If it was all easy and downhill and no battles, everybody would do it because that'd be the easy way. But blessed are those that suffer persecution for his name's sake. Blessed are those that dare to trust him in spite of the odds, that pray from our hearts together, thy will be done, thy kingdom come, and God will bring it to pass. Businessman, your business struggling, look to God. And if you want me to pray particularly for it, just put it on a note and mail it to me, whether you support me or not. I'll be glad to pray for you, my dear brother, that God will help you. But don't ask me to ask God to bless your business if you're not minding God. I don't want to waste my time, because you have to mind him. But if you know you're minding God, your prayers, and I'd like to put my prayers right with him, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I thank God for that little old mama of mine that made us kids get on our knees every morning by our chair at the breakfast table and prayed. And she would pray and she would weep. Daddy drank whiskey and he wasn't saved, but he believed in God, and he was a good man. He wasn't a bum. He wasn't a down-and-out skid row bum or anything. Those loggers and the cattlemen around, they all drank and all, but she prayed, and she prayed us all into the kingdom. And part of her prayer was, "Oh, Lord, open and close the doors. We don't know what to do. Show us the way. Rule and overrule. Oh, God, hedge us in." My mama's prayers echo in my ears till I'll tell you, thank God for the heritage of a Christian mom. Found him. Didn't know him when I was a little boy, but there was a hunger in her heart. And God heard her prayers. Rule and overrule. Open and close the doors. Hedge us in. Lord, thy will. Not what we say, but Lord, you work it out. And then trust him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I've told you before, but there's new listeners. Mama made us, after we were men, my brother Tom and I went out there to their little humble home still up in the hills of Scappoose Creek. And Mom came in. We brought her in for church on Sundays. I was pastoring a church. Started there in 1948 out on 96th and Gleason. It had two outhouses in the backyard that God blessed and God worked. And we took Mama home and we stayed overnight because we was going to go hunting on Monday morning. And our Mama insisted she get up and cook pancakes for us. And she did. And boy, we enjoyed that. But then we was ready to go hunting. She said, "No, boys, we got to have worship." And she got us down on our knees and we were men. And we honored God, but no, you're going to pray. So we did, and Mama prayed around the world. She prayed for missionaries in Africa and China, and she'd been going to church and getting some of the information, and she prayed for the relatives, and she prayed for Daddy, and she just prayed and prayed. And I peeked over at Tom, and he was watching me, and I winked, and he winked, and we smiled. We honored our Mama. And she took a long time. We wanted to go hunting so badly. And she got all done and said amen. And then she said, "Oh, Lord, I forgot. Help these boys to get a deer now. Lord, they're good boys, and you just help them. I'll trust you for it." And we went hunting. Of course, we didn't see anything. And it was a bad year, and guys went to Eastern Oregon after mule deer, and they came home. Nobody got any deer, it seemed like, that year. And Tom and I hunted all forenoon, and about 11 o'clock we were struggling on home. We'd been hiking and looking over at every ridge and pulled all the tricks we knew of, and we was almost back to that little house where Dad had cleared out a pasture and put up a little old barn, kind of a one-horse outfit, but that was my daddy. He was a stump rancher. And we got there, and I said, "Tom, why don't you crawl up on top of that hump there?" We were almost inside of the house, and that little old knoll was up above Dad's pasture. And Tom said, "Well, probably won't do any good." And I said, "Well, go ahead and do it." And he climbed up there, and it was muddy, and he's slipping and sliding. And I stood down in the road. I was a few years older, and it kind of taken the easy way out. He'd walked the legs off of me all morning. And he was almost halfway up, and I looked up to see how much farther he had to go. And there on the top of the ridge was a big, fine buck with a beautiful set of antlers. And I motioned to Tom. I called his name softly, and that deer just stood transfixed like a statue watching him. And I pointed up there, and he took him forever to spot it, and he saw it, and he had a 30-30 Marlin carbine we'd borrowed from Brother Arnold Motz, the fellow that lets us in the church. I didn't even have a gun in those days, and I knew he had one, and we were friends, and he loaned me his carbine, and I loaned it to my brother. And he pulled down, and he killed that buck. And we were so elated, we took it home and showed Mama, and she wasn't surprised at all. She said, I knew God would help you get one. You're good boys. And I prayed. And we hung him out where the loggers, they were logging up on Brooks Place above us there, on above the old Cummings Mill, the loggers, and people would go by there and they'd see that deer. That's why old Tom and I had a little pride, I guess. But they said, where in the world did he get it? And we just pointed across the little old pasture to that little knob and said, right over there on top of that hill. We knew no one else in the neighborhood there got a deer that fall, but Tom and I did. Neighbor, I believe in prayer. It's a lengthy story, but I remind God of my mama's prayers. He gave us a buck deer. Now, he cares about Indian souls and food for the hungry. He cares about your need, businessman, family man with family troubles. God cares about your need. He cares about everything if you're his child. Can you pray, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, I surrender all. Have you met him? Do you know him? Are you surrendered to him? It's really all or nothing. But when you surrender your all and yield it to God and follow him with your whole heart, things will happen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.